Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
Today's episode is an extract from our recent book, How to Implement MMM to Measure Post-ATT iOS Performance, a Practical Guide. In this book, we walk you through actual implementation of MMMs using Facebook's Robin, which is an open source protocol. And you can use and implement this even if you have no coding or programming experience. While MMM can provide valuable insights, it's easy to make mistakes that can skew results and lead to misguided conclusions and outcomes. In this episode, I'm going to talk about four of the common mistakes that marketers make in implementing MMMs. In this episode, I talk about five of the common mistakes that marketers make that can skew results and lead to misguided outcomes and planning. So let's jump in. Mistake number one, you take all revenue or events as dependent variables rather than early revenue, which could be D1 or D7. This can be misleading because it does not differentiate between early revenue, which is D1 or D7, and long-term revenue, and just takes total revenue, which is a combination of early and long-term revenue. Early revenue metrics reflect the immediate impact of a marketing campaign, while long-term revenue reflects the impact of efforts like live ops, retention, and CRM efforts. By focusing on early revenue, you can get a clearer picture of the effectiveness and ROI of just your marketing campaigns. Note, it's definitely possible to build a model with all revenue as a dependent variable, but it tends to be much more complex as compared to having early revenue as a dependent variable. And definitely, if you're using Robin, which is Facebook's open source protocol, it's strongly recommended to use early revenue only. Basically, start with the easy stuff before attempting the hard stuff. Mistake number two, you've not accounted for all sources or variables. Another frequent mistake is not accounting for all potential sources that can influence marketing performance. For example, organic traffic, referrals, or even external factors like seasonality can impact an app's performance. Now, this may seem obvious, but many marketers often just take paid media sources and model those in their MMMs. This happened to us too. We were scratching our heads about results that should have made sense, but did not make sense until we found out that there had been a huge influencer marketing campaign that we had not accounted for because we just hadn't been told about it. Right? And once we accounted for it, the model looked much stronger and much more accurate. Again, ignoring these can lead to an incomplete understanding of what's driving performance. So I strongly recommend making sure that all potential factors are included in a model to get a holistic view. Mistake number three, treating sources as single monolithic entities when they're not. If a source is very large or has distinct components, it might make sense to treat it as two different sources or more than two different sources. For example, if you treat Apple Search brand and non-brand campaigns together as a single source, you're not going to get the most reliable results because brand and non-brand campaigns behave very, very differently. Similarly, if you treat Facebook web to app and Facebook scan as a single source, you might come up with unclear and muddy conclusions. Again, and just because these behave very, very differently. So figure out what each independent variable is. It does not have to be at the channel level. You may have to use your judgment. Mistake number four, you have not backtested past performance. A common mistake is to not ascertain how well the model predicted past performance. Look at the historical dependent variables and compare them versus what was predicted by the models. If these numbers look off, your model may not be very accurate, because if the model didn't predict the past very well, chances are it's not going to predict the future very well. Again, in these cases, you may want to relook and redo your models. Mistake number five, you don't have a critical mass of data per geo. Many marketers make the mistake of starting to run MMMs without enough data for each geo that they operate in. Oftentimes, the spends, installs, or revenues are too small to result in reliable results from your models. In these cases, you want to ensure that you only run models for geos where there is enough data. In conclusion, while MMMs can be a powerful tool for mobile app marketers, it's essential to be aware of these common pitfalls. By reviewing and addressing these, marketers can make the most of their MMMs and get reliable results. And this is all the more critical in the post-ATT world, where metrics are already unreliable. So if you're adopting a methodology like MMM, you better make sure you have rock solid results. And if you want to dive deeper into how you can do a practical MMM implementation using Robin, which is Facebook's open source code, check out our book, How to Implement MMM to Measure Post-ATT iOS Performance, a practical guide, which walks you through each and every step, which you can implement even if you have no experience with coding. All the best.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.